Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday.
Oops, it's not Friday, is it? It's Thursday.
Darn it all.
Funny,
I didn't even catch that.
Dude, for a second, I always thought it was Friday.
You thought it was Friday?
And then I went, damn it. I think I might be a day early.
Closest to Friday as we're going to get.
Yeah, at this exact moment, I guess. I mean, God, that sounds fatalistic. What's going to happen? Oh, my God. She's gone. I got to learn how to say she's gone. She's gone.
I'd pay the devil to replace her. She's gone.
What went wrong? I got to tell the band I don't have. This is our next Hall & Oates song.
Oh,
we
so
do a
good.
Few Hall & Oates songs, and this is...
She's gone because he cheated on her, right?
It's got to be.
Is that what it's about?
Well, he's saying what went wrong, so...
You cheated on her, bro!
Oh, here comes the big...
Maybe he didn't cheat.
Yeah, here we go.
Woo!
Oh, one more build-up. It's got to be right after this one.
She's gone!
She's gone, she's gone, oh, I'll pay the devil to replace her, she's gone.
Woo!
Oh, damn, I'm getting chills.
Gone.
She's gone, oh, she's gone. She's gone, she's gone. Hall & Oates.
I was thinking this morning, driving to work, like, I think I need to buy tickets to this. I think I need just
this
need
is
to
August
go.
7th at Oracle and May 4th. I think we have tickets for the May 4th show right
yeah,
now, right?
Yeah, it's the May 4th show.
So May 4th, May... the SAP Center.
I think it's a Thursday. Oh, it's a Friday!
Ooh, be she's gone, she's gone. I better learn how to say she's gone. She's gone.
Over and over, you're going to do this?
Yeah, we're going to do it over and
you
over.
You can't let us move on?
I can't.
Move on to what?
This is the best part of the show.
Bad news about the Super Bowl.
What went wrong? What went wrong?
See, I don't think he cheated on her.
Look at you, Zed. Come on. Does it get any better than that?
Oh, boy, you should be watching the video right now.
Look at her. She's standing.
Here comes, Yuzi.
One more.
Oh, come on.
Here it comes.
This is quite the build-up.
Get up. Get up. Here she goes.
She's gone. Oh, I want to learn how to say she's gone. She's gone. I paid the devil to replace her. She's gone. Oh, yeah. My God. So good. Daryl Hall and John Oates.
So good.
One more time.
All right.
No more time. Jesus.
Daryl Hall.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
She stole the VCR and left with the neighbor across the street.
What went wrong?
That's on her.
Daryl Hall and John Oates and Train. This is a co-headlining tour. So Train. So, you know, many people love the Train.
And then he walks into the kitchen and the microwave's gone too. God damn it.
She's gone. She's gone. I hope that the contest part gets cut out of the podcast because that is just going to be a whole bunch of us singing random parts of She's Gone.
I like it. Now there's a reason for it.
Daryl Hall and John Oates and Train. It's a co-headlining tour. May 4th, SAP. August 7th at Oracle. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the arena box office, or charge by phone. And you can be our guest at the show right now if you're calling number 9-800-400-3697. You win a pair of tickets to the May 4th concert at SAP Center in San Jose.
She's gone!
Oh, God damn it, Hillman. I'm going to come over there and unplug that.
She's gone! She's gone!
gone. The devil to replace her, she's gone. Oh, God, so good. She's gone.
Hey, you said I'll get the winner.
Oh, okay.
All right. I think we're all winners here. Well, maybe not Vinny.
Yeah, I don't know, man. 15 minutes.
Well, what's your favorite song from Hall & Oates? We'll play it tomorrow.
I'm not saying. I think we should move on.
He told me it's Maneater.
Oh, Maneater's your favorite?
Right?
Wow, you're on a roll. Look at you.
I mean, that like, song. No, Vinny, we'll do sing it for us.
Okay.
Oh, here she comes.
Go okay, on, Vinny. Come on.
I'm not.
Come on,
what?
Baby.
Yeah. No. You just said it was your favorite song.
Oh,
my God. So I'm turning you back on. Watching and waiting.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
No?
You know, he's really... We don't want him to check out. Okay. I have a favor to ask Hooman.
Oh, I'm still here, yes.
No,
oh,
well...
Do you need him? I'll get the winner if you need him there.
What I was hoping for... You know, I think it might be impossible to do this right now, but I was hoping that someone that has one of those Amazon home assistant that I don't want to say the name
personal
of to
devices,
wake up, because
yeah.
Apparently we're playing through a lot of those. You can ask her a question and she'll tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Who do you think it is?
Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Patriots are a safe answer.
Well,
I
feel like most she's from Seattle, so
go there.
If you say who's going to win the Super Bowl to your Amazon home assistant, mm-hmm. she says, I'm flying with the Eagles. With this one, because of their relentless defense and the momentum they've been riding off their underdog status. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
I love that. That's who I have, and I hope she's right.
If you ask her who she wants to win the Super Bowl, she says, I'm rooting for the Eagles. They've never won a Super Bowl, and I like a good underdog story. Fly, Eagles. Fly.
I love that. Thank you. I'm going to go home and play with that later.
Yeah. Anyway, that lady, she who shall not be named, likes the Eagles. Other Super Bowl here and there items. StubHub is saying that the cheapest Super Bowl ticket dropped by about $2,000 between Monday and yesterday. Prices on their site currently range from about $3,400 to $20,000. So you can get some good seats for $20,000. But I don't know if that's a bargain or not, but $3,400 for the Super Bowl? I don't know. People clearly pay it because... Yeah.
Well, Jesus, what did I pay to go see Hamilton? I mean, come on.
Was it like $3,400
no,
a ticket?
No, but I mean, it was pretty damn expensive.
It was more than the price of your first two cars put together. David Schwimmer is going to be the guy who is...
Who?
David Schwimmer. Ross. We were on a break!
Ross Isn't he Friends. Retired? Why are we talking about
Apparently
him?
Apparently not.
Oh, really?
He is starring in the Skittles Super Bowl commercial, the one that only one person is going to see, and the ad, their ad is someone else watching, is someone's reaction to the actual... Which they say they're never going to show this commercial. That this guy is going to be the only one who ever sees this commercial.
Really?
Some random teenager.
All right.
And I will say this. It's hard to get attention for your Super Bowl commercial these days. Everybody's vying for their Super Bowl commercial to be, you know, the favorite one or what have you. I mean, this is... I'm seeing stories about the Skittles Super Bowl commercial everywhere. I'm seeing, you know, people are questioning what could it be? What's when will we get to see it? Some teenager from Canoga Park, California is going to be the only one who sees it. Viewers will be able to watch his reaction to it through a live stream on Facebook. Skittles has released 4 15-second teasers, all of which feature David Schwimmer. In one, there's a talking sandwich. There's one where David is adrift in space. There's another where he's a weird monster with glowing eyes, and one where he's a puppet's puppet. They're all pretty weird, and none of them seem to have anything to do with Skittles. In each video, he questions whether what you're seeing is an actual scene from the ad. For all we know, none of them are. Skittles claims no one else will ever see the ad, not even David Schwimmer.
Oh. I don't...
It'll end up online a day after the Super Bowl.
The premise is interesting for this reason. Someone said something about two girls in one cup. I was in Eugene at the time, so I'm in Oregon. I don't even know if I
If you've never heard, I would like to say, just as a public service announcement, if you've never heard of the Two Girls, One Cup video, I promise you don't want to see it.
Right. You don't want to see it. So someone said there is video of people watching the video and their reactions to it.
So you're not seeing the video.
You don't see the video. You just see people watching it and reacting. And that's what I watched. And it's the most... That alone was riveting. Watching people go, ah!
And barf.
The horrified, ah! And it's a bunch of them. They're all one next to another and after another after another. I couldn't help but look after I saw that.
And so now you can never unsee it.
And now I can never unsee it. But it is one of those things where if someone is truly, I mean, sure, someone could just sit there and not react and it would. But maybe this kid's going to make it fun and funny and exciting and who knows?
Like, what could it be in a Skittles commercial that would give it? Like, is it just going to be hilarious or is it just?
I'm just saying that is what got me, even though everyone said, do not watch that video.
Right.
I watched people watching that video and couldn't help but pursue it. And then reacted like most of the reactions I saw, which was the human race is over.
Right. It's end
just
of
over.
Days.
We've gone too far now.
Right. You don't want to see it. My
God just shut the gates. Yeah. Threw away
I'm
the
sorry,
key.
The rest of you are just not worth it.
Yep.
Clank.
We're good up here.
I'm wondering, too, like a teenager is not going to have a frame of reference for friends, most likely, right? I mean, I guess they could have seen
unless
it
their
in
parents,
reruns
I mean,
or something.
It's on every day, 2-3 different channels.
Yeah, but that still hasn't made anybody at my house stop on it.
Mm. You know, you have to remember, well, it's a Skittles commercial, though.
I know.
They must know their demographics. That's got to be what's going on because, I would say David Schwimmer, of all the Friends people.
Of all the people.
And so maybe the joke's on him in some creative way.
I don't know. But now I have to admit, I'm totally intrigued. And I'm going to watch this kid's reaction, and I'm going to be like, oh, I want to see that, too. How come he's the only one who gets to see it? What they should do is have him have, you know, his reaction and whatever, and then put, like, a golden ticket into 5 bags of Skittles, and anybody who gets one of the golden tickets gets to have it sent to them on Facebook or something. Like, they get to have a peek at it, too, or on Snapchat, something where it's going to disappear real fast. Because that would sell some Skittles.
You were saying right. earlier, as you led into the story, that it's hard to get attention for your Super Bowl ad. But I actually think that the people who go into marketing are some of our most creative humans.
Absolutely.
And it's incredible the things that they think of and that they... Some of that stuff is great.
I love getting wowed by, I mean, look, ads, we're subjected to them constantly, like our whole lives. Everywhere you turn, there's another ad. So when there's some actual creativity or something that makes you laugh or think tugs at some emotion in you, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for now I know I can still feel. So
my heart isn't so dead
right,
after all.
I guess my heart isn't made of stone, you know. Anyway,
someone says my 21-year-old daughter watches Friends on Netflix.
Oh, it's always on Netflix. Yeah, listen, I love that show. So adorable. NBC has the Super Bowl this year, so you'd think that Bob Costas would be involved. He's a big NBC sports guy.
Well, isn't it Al Michaels and...
But you'd think he'd be involved. You know how they have days and days of press. He's not. He wants no part of it. There have been rumors that NBC took Costas off the Super Bowl because of comments he made in November about how football, quote, destroys people's brains. Because it does.
Right.
Costas says, no, they didn't remove me for that. I've been vocal about that, but it was a mutual decision. He said, not only do I not have a problem with it, I'm actually happy about it. I have long had ambivalent feelings about football, so at this point, it's better to leave the hosting to those who are more enthusiastic about it. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, doesn't he do a ton of Olympics coverage? Like I'm
I
sure
was just going to say that. That's
I'm sure
where
he's headed
he'll be.
Off to...
Remember the last Olympics he was doing it and he had pink eye?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That was
I
so...
do remember
I was
that.
Like,
no, Bob, you got to... You got to just say, I'm sorry, but I've got pink eye and I'm a camera dude. So
there's
I'm
pus
gonna...
coming out of my eye.
I know.
Eye
that
over
was
here.
So, it was actually so bogus. And you kind of notice at first, like, oh, what's going on with his eye? And then by the second, third day, you're like, oh my God, someone please get him an eye patch.
Yeah, that's hard to look at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He'd like it to be known that he has been outspoken on his concerns with football for years, so his recent comments shouldn't come as a surprise. He says, I've addressed football and its undeniable connection to brain trauma many times. It's the elephant in the stadium at every game, whether others choose to acknowledge it or not, and it's not going away. So the idea that I am only now finding my voice on this or that NBC was taken aback is just wrong. So don't expect to see him. You can see him the week afterward doing the Olympic coverage.
Hey, someone had we talked about Ross. Someone had mentioned that Ross was Robert Kardashian on the OJ thing.
Oh, yeah.
He was really good.
And he was good, yeah.
He was great.
Mm-hmm. And getting back to concussions, Rob Gronkowski officially has one.
Oh. Well, so of course he does. That guy plowed head-to-head.
It was unreal. That was a head clacker. So I guess they didn't have a practice on Wednesday, and the injury report said he wouldn't have practiced even if they had.
He'll be okay by game time.
This marks the first time the Pats have acknowledged that Gronk suffered a concussion. And they're also, I think this is the first time they've ever said that he's had a concussion. Although he was placed on injured reserve in 2013. He tore an ACL on a hit by a T.J. Ward. That ended his season, and he was believed to have suffered a concussion on that play as well, although I guess it wasn't listed. And, yeah, I'm sure he will be. That's what do we got? A week and a half before the Super Bowl. But it's official. He got his bell rung. And one final note in the sports world.
Sure.
Some jerk went to the Field of Dreams in Iowa. You know, they used it for the movie Field of Dreams, which is a lovely movie. I'm not even a huge baseball fan, and I just thought that was such a great movie. If you build it, they will come.
Right.
Or he will come, whatever it was. So I guess that in the spring, a lot of people, like it's a kind of a tourist thing. You know, people want to go to the Field of Dreams and I don't know what they do there, but they want to go and see this.
Not a lot going on in the middle of the country.
No, so I guess, you know, you got to lift the flag for whatever you do. Well, we've got the Field of Dreams field.
Make do with what you got.
Right. The manager of the Field of Dreams said because of the weather, the Vandals' cars were able to dig in. Gashes of up to 4 inches deep in the outfield. They damaged the sprinkler system.
Oh, so they're kids. Well,
some idiot or some couple of idiots, whatever. They're going to have to wait till the spring to assess the damage, which is expected to be thousands of dollars. They put photos of the damage on Facebook and said, we can't fathom why a soul on this planet would desecrate this holy ground. We pray for whomever did this to our special place that they find peace in their hearts.
I'm sure somewhere there's a person. Well, I'm about to do it. doing donuts in the park is as much a an American pastime as baseball is. Mm. Right?
It happens.
Who hasn't shown up at their park and gone, oh, those bastards.
Right.
It happened at the Colony Park. It happened at the park where I lived in Eugene. I mean, there's
the high school parking lot.
Right. Someone pulls up onto the grass, spins
someone's
donuts,
front lawn.
Chews everything. Yeah. I mean,
well,
that's...
you guys don't have snow here, so maybe this doesn't happen here. Unless it's up in Tahoe or somewhere in the Sierra. But that's I think our fields were spared a lot of times where it snows because you would wait until the snow came because then there'd be a slick of ice on a parking lot. It was so fun.
Oh.
You could just slam on your brakes and just careen because everyone in the car screaming. We didn't have to tear up any field. I mean, for sure, I've seen donuts on a soccer field or whatever. But, yeah, for the most part, it was, we'll wait until winter. So a lot of tourists visit every spring. There's no video of this. They have no suspects. There's no security there. No security cameras.
Well, because it's a field.
Nobody guards the place.
Right.
So anybody can pull on there at any time. So
I mean, you said it. Thousands of dollars in damage means probably a thousand or two. Mm. It is dirt and sod.
And grass, right.
So it's not...
You know, they didn't tear a building down or anything.
Right.
But somebody went on GoFundMe and set up an account, and it looks like this is, I guess, to help cover the costs of repairing the field and to install a security system. It had raised about $6,000 of the $15,000 that they wanted to raise. This story came across the desk yesterday, And I confess, I do not. I have watched Storm Chasers, the show Storm. You ever see that where they look? They're looking for tornadoes, and they'll.
Oh,
show.
I love that stuff.
So maybe you know this guy. He's a 38-year-old named Joel Taylor of Discovery Channel's Storm Chasers. He's dead at age 38. So
38.
Yes, he died. Let's see, on Tuesday, according to his friends who shared the sad news on social media. Here's a picture of the guy. Maybe you'd recognize him.
Nope.
At the time I got the story yesterday, here's him with a
He's young, though.
Teammate. Yeah, he's a 38-year-old, and that's probably, you know, however many years
he
ago.
He looks younger than 38 even there. Yeah.
Well, who knows when that was shot. Actually, I'm looking at this picture. He does look younger than 38. Because here's a picture of him on the cruise that he died on.
On the cruise?
Mm-hmm. An apparent drug overdose led to his death on a cruise ship. It's triggered an FBI investigation, according to TMZ. This guy, Joel Taylor, had been doing GHB. Is that the date rape drug?
Yes.
He'd been doing that Monday night, going into Tuesday morning, during a wild party on this cruise ship, and he lapsed into unconsciousness. He was carried into his cabin by his friends on this cruise and left there. Mm. And he was found dead later that morning.
Oh,
I know.
Man.
Here's a shot of him from just the other day. There were apparently huge quantities of party drugs on board this ship, including cocaine, ecstasy, GHB. The sources are saying several people were arrested before the ship even left the Fort Lauderdale port. After he died, the boat docked in Puerto Rico, and passengers say there was a ton of commotion involving drugs on board the Royal Caribbean ship, the Harmony of the Seas. Passengers say that the night he OD'd, the drugs were flowing freely among many of the partygoers. They are investigating the circumstances of his death, how the drugs got on board, and who supplied them. I always think of cruises as being for, like, super old people. And Bryn. It doesn't, I just never really pictured it as a party. But I guess,
yeah,
you know.
We used to, when I worked in Visalia, we used to take our listeners on cruises.
Oh, and
there
would
Mexico,
be a party?
And that was a big thing. And there was tons of young people on those cruises. Just a three-day cruise.
But. And I guess there must be, you just walk on with your luggage. Like, there's no drug dogs or, you know, I guess they aren't really thinking
dogs,
that way.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, you're just walking on. It's like you're getting on a flight.
I hate to say the only reason I'd go on something like that is to do drugs. It's a cruise. You're trapped. You might as well go to jail. Hey, let's all go to jail for the weekend.
No, it can be very fun. It can be very fun. You know, a couple days is enough for me. I wouldn't go on anything that is more than 5 days. You know, people go on for a couple weeks at a time to Alaska or whatever, but...
Or out to Hawaii.
But, you know, you dock in places and you get to go explore and come back on.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically a big floating hotel, but they have all kinds of nightclubs and all kinds of, they'll have, like, comedians,
activities,
lectures even.
Yeah, I believe Olivia Newton-John was performing on this particular one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Olivia Newton-John was on Joel
Let's
Taylor's?
Physical.
I don't know. I have to admit, I do get curious about cruises sometimes, and I've heard from a lot of people that they just love them, but then you hear the horror stories, and it's like, yeah, do I need to? I actually hate the water.
You hate the water?
But I'd love to go to the Alaska cruise. Like, that sounds like it must be amazing.
But 2 weeks. Jeez.
I know. It's just too long.
Or 10 days, whatever it is.
Right. What's coming up in the news, Finn?
The Tide Pod Challenge makes the news. Also, people who using your phone when you eat also makes the news. And more.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:37, and it's almost Friday. What is today supposed to be like weather-wise?
Weather-wise, it seems like it's going to be sunny all day, but I have to, you know, defer to Google Weather, and it's telling me from 1 p.m. to about 8 p.m., we're going to have light rain.
Yeah, I have scattered showers in front of me.
And actually, in just looking out the sliver of window I have here, it looks like pretty big fluffy clouds, but I do see some blue sky. Or the, you know, blue morning sky. Thank you. Thank you,
My
gentlemen.
Pleasure. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the soon-to-be all-brand-new RadioAlice.com. You are going to love our station's website even more. It's already perfect.
Yes.
You'd think...
They made it perfecter.
Whoever made it the first time would have said retired right after they did that. But no.
Some people just can't stop
they
making things better.
They continue to whittle away at it, or however you put up websites. Is it whittling?
It's whittling. Okay. It is. Sharp knife and a piece of wood.
They're whittling away at that thing. Perfecting it even more, if there's such a thing. That's perfecting something more. Anyway, here's what's happening. I like this story. It's fun.
Okay.
A 28-year-old guy named Levi Miles met a 24-year-old woman named Chloe Rimmer.
Oh, that's a good name.
Chloe?
Miles.
Ah, Miles. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
At a fancy hotel in St. Petersburg, Florida, back in July.
Oh, they just randomly were both there and...
You know, whatever.
St. Petersburg. I got engaged there.
That's the beach where the famous...
Yes.
...forcing of the... Popping of the question
went down.
Yes, that's
where I finally, he'd had enough. I forced him and he got down on one knee.
Are we getting married or what are we doing? What are we doing?
What
are
we doing
this or what?
What's going on here? So I can see why it's so romantic there. I can see why they met and did they have like a one-night encounter?
He wanted to impress her.
Oh.
So he pointed to the $300,000 Ferrari parked right out front and said, "Can I get my car, please?" He tricked the valet into giving him the keys. Then he and Chloe drove off in the $300,000 Ferrari that apparently had taillights out. So they were quickly pulled over, not because that was a stolen car, but because the cops saw the taillights out, pulled him over, searched the car, and found 2 grams of cocaine in the car.
Oh, no.
Levi Miles and Chloe Rimmer had no idea the car was filled with drugs.
Wait a minute. Did you say your last name was a Rimmer?
That's what he picks up on.
That's the name you noticed, not Miles.
Or Chloe.
Or the cocaine.
Or the stolen Ferrari.
Levi and Chloe were arrested. The cops eventually sorted everything out, but that made it worse for Levi because,
he'd stolen the car.
Took the car.
So Chloe is the innocent in all of this. Ms. Rimmer is just off on her way, right?
Unfortunately for Rimmer, she had marijuana in her purse, so she's facing a possession charge, but was let off of all the other charges.
Sure. She was like, "I'm an innocent in all of this. I didn't steal a car or snort a cocaine."
Levi is facing charges of grand theft, cocaine possession, and driving with a suspended license.
What about the guy who actually owns the car?
Well, that's the thing. I think that once this gets to court, any decent, public defender is going to be able to say, did he steal the car or is the coke his? Because it's one or the other.
Right.
You can't have him for both. You're going to have to pull the owner of the car in for the coke or... Right?
Yes, 100%. Well, it depends where they found it. Did they find it in Levi's pocket in the front seat of the car?
I don't think they knew it was in the car yet. Well, the real owner of the Ferrari just filed a lawsuit against the hotel for giving his car to some random dude.
Yeah, and his cocaine.
Right.
I mean, his party was over for the night.
Unless he's got a connect that answers at all hours.
Well, and plus he's got a Ferrari. I'm sure he has access to all kinds of things that we'll never know about.
I know that kids do all kinds of weird stuff in the name of fun.
Yeah, we're all looking for fun.
When I saw the Tide Pod Challenge, I didn't even bother to read what it was because I just figured this is, and actually in my own head what I thought it was, because these Tide Pods are, it's laundry detergent.
Yeah.
And they're in these little, I guess these little,
they're like the dishwasher stuff you get now, right?
Wrappers that, you know, and they're super colorful. And actually, the story is that little kids were getting a hold of these and
they look like
poisoning.
Candy.
Right, that's why. So the story had already been out there that really in infant kids, these things need to be kept up high and away from infants. They look delicious or something. And if a kid eats it, it could kill them. Mm. So
they,
when
they
I,
do you have them? I have the pods.
I don't use them.
They look like a little toy, a little squishy toy.
Yeah, they feel good to touch, but God forbid your hands are at all wet, because now you're starting to melt the outside. And but I, you know, those to me, a Tide Pod is a fairly recent thing. Like my kid asks for Tide Pods for doing his own laundry, but the
they're convenient.
They're like the dishwasher pods. Like we've been using them in the dishwasher for years.
Oh.
They look the same, but obviously they're much smaller.
I just
like
the regular powder.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. Anyway, I thought what was happening, this is just me not having read the story, that kids were trying to see how many they could fit in their mouth, sort of the marshmallow challenge.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And not necessarily eating them, but apparently they're eating them. That's the Tide Pod Challenge. Well, as I read this now.
This is a good way to cull the herd, people.
God,
it's awful.
Take these
kids out of the gene pool. I mean, anybody who's stupid enough to eat a Tide Pod... Come on.
So
stupid.
Kids, and they're making kids really sick.
Yeah.
And then now they've got celebrities out there saying, kids, don't do this.
Yeah.
This is not funny.
This is what dumb people do. Are you a dumb person?
This is sort of like, and they what they're doing is they're videoing it on YouTube. So it's just like that cinnamon challenge.
Right.
Where people are choking to death as they inhale the cinnamon and it shuts down their breathing.
Warnings have been issued about this, though, as it's very dangerous and kids are ending up in the ER due to it. Tide Pod Challenge. This is now to I'm up to
the story. Okay, now we're up to date on the Tide Pod Challenge.
The Tide Pod Challenge is actually boosting Tide's sales.
Well, I didn't know about Tide Pods until the Tide Pod Challenge.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you just recently started using them.
I didn't know about it. Well, my son said, hey, I need Tide Pods. I go, oh, what, for the challenge? He goes, no, for my laundry. Oh. Everyone uses them and they're great. Yeah, well, he's, you know, I like to think my kid's not stupid enough to eat a Tide Pod, but, you know, he is a kid. A certain amount of stupidity accompanies that.
That's for sure. Even I, and some of the things I did after the fact would go, where was I when this went down?
Yeah.
My body was there.
I can't believe I
did that.
Clearly
my brain wasn't.
Yeah.
God, that's stupid.
Mm.
Even for me. God.
And I have done some stupid stuff.
Oh, everybody in their phones, right? According to a new survey, 1 out of 3 Americans say they can't get through a meal without being on their phone in one way or another.
Really?
1 out of 3.
Just because I got to take a picture of it?
No, I think it's actually a text to any random person that might text you, a phone call that may come through. I don't know whose phone rings anymore. Mine doesn't.
Mine's on silent, so usually. So
mine too. So,
when I get home after work, I will usually have been listening to something on my phone, and so I'll have it next to me and continue to listen to it while I eat my cereal.
I'll lock my doors.
But that's the only
time. I'll close my curtains.
Oh, yeah.
I'll sit on my couch.
That's what I do.
It's
like you're there.
You're still a regularly cereal girl right after work, huh?
Oh, I eat cereal every day after work. I can't wait to get home and eat my bowl of cereal.
One bowl?
No.
Two bowls?
However many bowls it takes until I'm done eating.
But that's what you eat?
Yes.
So you don't take a bite of food... Unless, of course, some shows up here at the studio.
Yeah, I'll eat food. I mean, look, if food, and sometimes when we talk about food, then I'm like, oh, God, now I'm really hungry. But it won't even cross my mind until I'm like on my way home. I'm like, oh, yeah, food.
So most days you don't eat until 11 o'clock.
Right.
That's all morning, no food till 11. Yeah.
Because I don't know how you do that.
I don't either.
I feel sick.
Yep.
If I don't eat in the morning, I feel nauseous and just I need to eat.
As soon as I get here, my bite of food wakes up my appetite. It doesn't even cross my mind until I've eaten. As soon as I've eaten something, now I'm hungry all day.
What if the coffee that you drink suppresses your appetite?
Yo no sé. Use that. Mija.
So 17% of people say they never have their phone with them when they're eating, but there's still a third of people that cannot get through a meal without being on their phone one way or another, whether that's reading or...
I do get that, too.
You do read stuff.
It's true. You know, certainly flip through the news or you're looking at your emails or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm a day late for National Peanut Butter Day, but I wanted to mention it because
I love peanut butter.
I love peanut butter. I love peanut butter flavored stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah, we go through a lot of peanut butter
at
our house.
I mean, that is, and if you don't have a big, giant, Costco-sized jar of peanut butter in your, I hope crap that never happens... basket,
That's the thing. I mean, even just spooning peanut butter into your mouth could save your life.
It's great. You can dip anything in peanut. Like, a lot of times I'm like, well, I should probably eat an apple. Ooh, I'll put some peanut butter on
yeah.
it. Slice it up and eat peanut butter. And then we do for dessert a lot of times. John gets this dark chocolate. Just, you know, the stuff that's like so bitter you can't even hardly eat it.
80% or something.
Right. But you dip that in peanut butter and boy, all of a sudden it's delicious.
Well, yesterday was National Peanut Butter Day, so.
Well, peanut butter, thank you for being delicious.
Salute.
Vinny, going back to the Tide Pods, 510 says, I went to the store yesterday and the Tide Pods are behind lock and key now.
Oh, that's funny.
Yikes. Oh, so kids can't buy them. That's really funny. Yeah. Thanks, kids.
Thanks a lot,
you dummies.
Kids. You've ruined it for everyone now.
Ruined that and Sudafed.
Right. Well, that's the meth heads.
Right.
Are the ones that did that.
Mm. I've been watching Breaking Bad.
Oh, how
far along are you?
I have a few episodes left. This weekend, A&E on the weekends has been airing.
So you're almost
the
done.
Seasons, yes. So, you know, part of my thing for sitting on the couch on Saturdays and Sundays is watching Breaking Bad. But this weekend, I think Saturday or Sunday, I'll be done with the season. So I have the second part of the last season to go. Speaking of meth.
And what do you think? I mean, here you're sucked in.
I like it.
Yeah, I kept trying with that show.
Mm. Oh, so you have tried. And
I have.
It's not...
I've watched 3 or 4 episodes of the first season, and I'm like, oh, this is pretty good. And then I just don't go back to it.
I haven't finished it either. And that's
how far did you get?
At least 3 seasons in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like it. I never want to see it because I don't like seeing stuff with drugs in it. You know, I don't want to see people doing heroin or meth or coke or whatever, but it's more, I've been talking to Vaughn about it, but it's more about the making of it than people actually doing it.
Well, yeah, that's the catch there is that he's the most unlikely guy that finds himself and how he finds himself in the business. And it's interesting from that standpoint, but I don't know why I fell off, but I did.
Yeah. I mean, I got to go back. That and Mad Men. I have to go
Mad
back.
Mad Men, I finished every episode. Yeah. I loved that.
Yeah.
And they've been airing that on the weekends, too.
That's marketing, too, which I really, I'm so fascinated by it. And some of the stuff is kind of almost real. Like, they're showing you the thing that he thought of, and it's
this
a
weekend,
thing from real life, where you go.
They were airing when MLK was killed.
Oh, that happens during the course of the show?
Yeah,
a lot
and
of
they're
the
like
things.
Going through all this stuff and the kids are worried that they're going to be shot and they're, you know, trying to make it more real.
Oh.
I mean, it is real, but you know what I'm saying?
A few of the big things that happened during that era, they show on the show in the business place. It shows them gathered around the TV for these big events, but it's, you know, it's not coming through on the phone. It's everyone has to get into the
the
TV
one TV.
That's
the
so it's really neat to see
or the one
the shared experience,
right?
Yeah. For everything that was wrong in that era, there was a
I like it.
A lot that was right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Got a lot of these already today.
Thank you for writing us.
They happy about the Hall & Oates. You're welcome, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
No one even mentioned that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, they did. Tons of people.
Oh, my God, Vinny. You're such a rag.
I went on a cruise to Alaska last June. It was shorter one, only 7 days, but I had a blast. I highly recommend going and going soon before the glaciers melt.
Yeah.
Almost positive the storm chaser guy was on the gay cruise called Atlantis on the Harmony of the Seas. I have a friend on it and it looks like a giant nonstop party.
Oh.
And that is
so a gay cruise is more likely to be a party cruise?
Sounds like a gay cruise. I know because I'm gay, says 720.
Well, no matter what he was, he's gone now. That is so sad.
It's a gay party cruise, says 408.
Oh.
So, again, some things we don't know.
Okay.
It's an all-gay cruise, yeah, over and over. Bob Costas had botched Botox, not pink eye.
That's not what he said. No, he said it was pink eye.
Dude, I don't know.
It looked like pink eye.
It looked like pink eye to me. I mean, he's had some work done. There's no question about that, but that looked like a disease. and not eye botulism.
I don't know. We don't know.
We don't know. You're right.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with TV. You know, I love TV, and one of my favorites is coming to a TV near you. And then I've got Divorce Made Easy by a celebrity lawyer.
Oh.
And more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.